Thank you for calling Omag's Health. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your zip code and name to locate the account?
Yes, my name is Jackie Coker, and the zip code, shipping zip code is 23834.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Jackie Coker.
23834?
Correct.
Yes, so it's not pulling up your name on the account. Did you process an order with Omex before?
Yes, try 22309.
22309?
Uh-huh. 22309? Nine, yes. Try that one, zip code.
Yes, ma'am. Still not pulling up that information. What is the last name?
Coker, C-O-K-E-R.
Yes, I'm still not pulling up your information. Do you have an order number?
I don't have an order number. I just called and spoke to someone a couple weeks ago, and I gave them my new card. So that's why I was calling to find out. I mean, assuming it was processed, she didn't tell me anything otherwise. So I gave them my new card information, because I was checking to see what's going on with my delayed shipment for this month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try, because it's not putting a zip code nor the name. Did it give you an order number, or did you receive an order number?
No, I did not receive anything, no. I mean, but I've been a subscriber for over 2 years, so I'm not sure why I'm not in the system.
Is it your name on the account, ma'am?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's try looking up. What's your email, ma'am?
J. Coker, C-O-K-E-R, the number 25, at gmail.com.
Are you saying Joker 25?
J. Coker, Coke with an R. J. Coker 25, at gmail.com.
Okay, let's see if it'll pull up some information on that email. Thank you. Okay. What's your address?
The shipping address?
Mm-hmm.
It's 315 Dick Yule Avenue, Colonial Heights, Virginia, 23834.
It's under a different address, ma'am.
8047 St. Anne's Court?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the billing. That's the old billing address. It's not even my current billing address.
Yes, ma'am. It has the other address on the account as well, ma'am. So yes, I located your account, the Omex Alpha Cognic Boost. What was the issue you were calling on today?
I was just checking to make sure this latest shipment has been sent out, the latest one, because they did.
Look over the tracking on the.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me look at the tracking number on the account. And looks like it did not, ma'am. The payment, I'm not sure why she didn't advise you that. The payment did not process through. It was declined.
I gave them my card. I'm not sure why. My newest payment?
Yes, ma'am. This order was trying to place on January 10th.
Right.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
You know
why? The payment
because
was declined.
You probably have my. They processed the payment without putting in my updated billing address. That's why.
Looks like that is correct, ma'am. But we will. If you have the card on you now, we can really definitely willing to go ahead and replace the payment information on the account.
Do you have my updated card number on there, ending in 5121.
Let's see. Give me just 1 second. And you do want it to be on the subscription when you get it every 2 months?
That's correct.
And what's the last 4 digits of the card number you want to use, ma'am?
It should be 5121.
Okay.
Is that what
see.
You have there?
Yes, ma'am. We do have the 5121.
Okay. Now, all you need to do is change that billing address to the shipping address.
Which is a 315 Dickiewicz Avenue?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold, man, while I place the order.
Okay.
So with the two boxes every 2 months, ma'am, it is $89.99.
I thought it was $65.
So the $65, ma'am. Let me see. The $65 is just for one box every 2 months.
No, I was getting, yeah, I was getting one box, and it had two boxes in there.
Okay, so one box does come with 60 tablets in it, so you just want that one.
Correct, that's the one I
okay.
was getting.
So I apologize, I thought you wanted the two boxes. So yes, it would be $64.95.
Correct.
Okay, let me place you on a brief while I process the order. And would you like to try vitamin D sunshine in a bottle for $9.99?
No, thank you.
Okay, so I'm placing the order now. I'm placing you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize, ma'am. He's saying the transaction has been declined.
Are you putting in the new billing address?
Yes, ma'am. That's with the shipping address with the card and then 5121.
Correct. Okay, let me give you the card number again. What? Obviously, she entered it in wrong.
Let's definitely try that. And also, is that billing address matching with that card number?
It is. Yeah, that is the new billing address.
Okay, so let's try the card number again. Go ahead with the card number, ma'am.
Okay, 5465 4072 7075 5121.
And what's the expiration date?
1124.
And what's the CVV code?
388.
388. Okay, so I'm probably going to try to reprocess it now. Yes, ma'am. I apologize, ma'am. The payment is still declined. Now it is declined by your bank. So I definitely advise you to contact your bank, ma'am, to make sure that they probably declined because they think it's fraud because it says a duplicate transaction has been submitted.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what's going on, and I'm pretty sure that's the same. Man, I use that card all the time, so that's why I know the number. That's why I know the number by heart. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what you said that it was declined by my bank. So yeah, I'm gonna have to call my bank to see what's going on. But yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
well, yes, ma'am. As soon as you definitely call them, ma'am, and they verify it is correct, you definitely can give us a call back, ma'am, and we can place the order for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'll call, you all are not open. Are you open tomorrow?
Tomorrow are we open? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. What state do you live in? Because we close at 7 p.m. Central Time today.
And okay,
we are open tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call back.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Omega Health, and you have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.